Mike, once again this year, there's some excitement going on called the 1 Week Wonder. And this is the project to build an airplane in 1 week. The last time that happened was in 2014. I believe they were building a Zenith CH-750. And now we have a new project and a guest to tell us all about it.
So Spencer Schott is our news intern for EA Radio, returning again for 2018. Hey, Spencer. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back. It's an exciting second year here at EAA.
Yeah, you have a special assignment, and we're going to be talking to you every day at about this time with a daily update on what's been going on with the 1 Week Wonder Project. Now, I understand that you were there today when the project started. Who else was there?
Yeah, they had a whole countdown ready this morning. So, EAA CEO Jack Pelton was here. Dick Van...
Grunsven from Vans.
Yes, the man who donated the airplane came. Yep. There were crowds of other sponsors who are giving either the paint or some tools. There was the installation team, the advisor team, the building team, different people helping the volunteers come up, training them how to pull a rivet. They have a three-step process. They have it down to a science. You can learn it in 3 minutes if you want it. And everyone is just super excited and ready to be there.
Well, take us there with your report today on the field at the site of the 1 Week Wonder.
1 Week Wonder! It's time. Let's get it started.
That was EAA CEO Jack Pelton, starting the official countdown for this year's 1 Week Wonder. In just 7 days, with the help of volunteers, AirVenture will construct, inspect, and ground test an RV-12IS. The last time AirVenture built a 1 Week Wonder was back in 2014, and Pelton was excited that the EAA was bringing it back.
We had said when we did this one, the Zenith aircraft a couple years ago, that we wanted to rotate every couple years and do one, so it's going to be part of this event going forward for years to come.
This year's plane was donated by Vans Aircraft. Founder and CEO Dick Van Grunsven was at the countdown this morning and says this event really shows that anyone can build an airplane.
Well, we're obviously interested in promoting home-built aircraft. That's been our business for 40-some years. And this is just a great way to exhibit the airplane, to show people what the airplane is, how it can be built, how it's something that they can do themselves and really enrich their lives that way.
In fact, Van Grunsven has built this exact model himself.
Yeah, I built one 9 years ago, I believe, and I've been flying it ever since. Use it to commute to work, and I'm building a second one now.
And even though it took him a year to build his plane, he is excited to see this one built by the end of the week. Even though this project will be done in 7 days, much more time has been put into planning for the 1 Week Wonder. Coordinator Charlie Becker talks about how long they have been putting this together.
Well, the 1 Week Wonder is a big undertaking. I mean, you know, Vans Aircraft and EAA have been working jointly along with all the other sponsors for more than 6 months trying to pull this together. And like with everything at AirVenture, it seems like those last, 48 hours are just a madhouse to get everything pulled together. And thankfully, I think we're ready to go. It's going to be a challenging week to get this thing built. I mean, most people don't try to build a kit plane in, really 6.5 days, not 7, because we got to get it done by Sunday afternoon in order to have the airworthiness inspection and taxi it before the crowd for the air show on Sunday afternoon.
Becker was also the coordinator of the 1 Week Wonder 4 years ago. And with the countdown starting today, for him, it brought back memories of 2014.
At the time, you're completely exhausted and you think, do I really want another puppy, And then you forget about the potty training and all the work that went involved to get them to, a dog. And so you're ready to do it again. You need about 4 years to, to kind of not think about the tough parts and just think about all the fun.
It may be fun, but it's also a challenge. This year's plane is more complex than the one they made 4 years ago. But Pelton is still confident that it will get done.
We can do it. EA members have amazing resilience. They got amazing innovation and drive. And you give them a challenge like this, not a problem.
EAA Radio will be following the progress of the 1 Week Wonder throughout the week. So make sure to tune back into EAA Radio every day at 12:15. Reporting for EAA Radio News, I'm Spencer Schott.
Nicely done.
Well, thank you.
So was there like this big intense moment, like with the firing pistol and all that sort of thing, when the first rivet was pulled, or was it a little squishier than that?
Not quite. They didn't actually pull any rivets this morning.
Yeah.
They opened the boxes, organized all the pieces.
Got everything organized?
Yes, that's what they were doing this morning when I was out there. Our social media intern, Jesse, actually went out there right before I came on air, and he said he got to pull a rivet himself. So he put that, if you go to our Instagram page, you can watch the Instagram live and watch Jesse learn how to pull a rivet and put a rivet in himself. And so if you have time, you can go out there and do it.
Spencer, you know we're going to be hearing from Jesse about this all week long.
Yes, he got a pin and everything. He was so excited about it. So I'll probably head over there as soon as I'm off air to pull my own rivet.
That's what I was going to ask. You have to take part in this.
Oh, of course. Everyone I talked to, I asked Pelton, I asked Dick Vans, I asked Charlie, everyone was like, well, it's here. Of course I'm going to pull a rivet.
Yeah, yeah.
Pelton said he did multiple rivets on the first one 4 years ago. Him and his wife did a lot together. And then Dick Vans says, I might pull some rivets, but I also want to be on the assembly line. He wants to be working on the side table, helping instruct other people on how to do it themselves. Because like he said, he's currently building his own, and he built the exact same model about 9 years ago, and he's still flying it today.
I think about what an amazing project that is, because many years ago, I began building an RV7, another one famous product in his product line. And regrettably, I did not finish it. Life got in the way, and I decided to sell it. But what I learned about building was you can't just go down to the basement and say, I'm going to build an airplane. You have to go down and say, well, I'm going to put in five rivets, or I'm going to do this. And it becomes many, many, many small projects. But this is really, I'm going to go build an airplane in a week. It's a amazing concept.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm excited to see the step-by-step process, because while it is, I'm going to sit down and build an airplane, they're still doing all the small steps, piece by piece. And so every day I'll come back here, tell you guys what small project they managed to accomplish within the last day, and hopefully be excited.
And is there a, for lack of a better word, a shop foreman who's overseeing all of this production? I'm imagining it's one thing to have a lot of people pulling rivets. It's something else to kind of coordinate all that to make sure it's all being done correctly and on time. And
that's Charlie Becker's job. And like you said, it's like potty training a puppy at some points, and you're trying to get all these different pieces all put together at one time. And it's his job to coordinate, okay, you guys are working on this project. You guys are pulling rivets here. It's your job to make sure these two pieces get together. And so he says it's stressful, it's hectic, it's crazy, but at the end of the day, it's a lot of fun.
Well, so I thought that maybe we could make a list of questions that we want to ask you to kind of research for us and then bring the answers back. And that's one of them, actually. Is there like a wings captain and a horizontal stabilizer captain and an avionics captain? And it seems like there'd have to be, right? Because like you said, it's all these little projects all together.
And the other question I would have is, what's the end game? What will be the fate of this airplane? Do we know that?
Well, right now their plan is they want to be able to taxi it by the end of the week. Mm-hmm. They won't quite have all their engine checks and put that together by Sunday, but they want it to be taxiable by the end of the week so they can do it on Sunday for the air show.
And then what? Do you know where the airplane goes after that?
I'll have the answer for you tomorrow at 12:15.
That's what I'm counting on. That's what I'm counting on.
I'm also kind of interested in the avionics package. I mean, home builds have such an bewildering array of options now in terms of the way they can be instrumented. And so I'm going to assume here that there's been a sponsor who's been involved to kind of help shape that, willingness to donate and then, design assistance. So sometime this week, and of course they won't get the installation of avionics until later in the week probably, I'll be interested to hear, if you can like find somebody to talk about what have they installed, what capabilities have they decided to put in. Light sport aircraft have, it's not uncommon for them to be able to fly IFR and for them to have autopilots in them,
That's kinds of
things that light sport pilots might not use, but certainly private would.
And from a design and build standpoint, one of the advances that's happened over the years is a lot of the avionics panels are almost plug and play, where you just put it in and make the connections and go. It's a lot different than it used to be, where everything had to play nice with the other parts of the avionics suite. This is all get a package and put it in.
Yeah.
So it certainly simplifies the build process.
Spencer, thanks for being our eyes and ears on the field, and we look forward to tomorrow's daily report on the 1 Week Wonder 2018.
I'll be back. Thanks, guys, for having me in today.
Great.
We'll be here.
See you tomorrow.
You're listening to EAA Radio.